Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along. Celebrating the Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start to summer, and with all your summer plans beginning to congeal and your plans for vacation away and maybe here, I've invited the president and CEO of the Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network, Linda Antison, to the studio this morning to maybe provide some corners of the tri-state to do some exploring in as you have your out-of-town guests into the Queen City. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
A lot of things to do here in Cincinnati these days. I know each day I look across the road out my window and see Washington Park and all the visitors coming and beginning to visit there. And there's a lot of stuff happening here in Cincinnati and a lot of folks taking notice.
Oh, you bet. Both in town and out of town. We love to talk about the fact that we're in the midst of a renaissance. And don't we love that word and what it means?
I mean, yes.
Everywhere you look, people are noticing that there's excitement, there's energy, there's new development. You talked about Washington Park. We talk about the banks. And as you know, we're a regional tourism network, and lots of times visitors from out of town don't see that river dividing us. They see it as an opportunity to cross over, walk the bridge, and enjoy some of the other fun things to do throughout our region. And it's exciting to feel the energy.
A lot that is happening, you know, there's a lot that's new, a lot that's old that has become new, if you may, Linda, too, and a lot going on. But you, of course, as we are drawing visitors, we're trying to encourage as many as we can. And we were talking just before the interview, and you say a lot of the tourists who come in to have fun are here to visit us.
You bet. You bet. You know, we do a lot of research to understand our visitors, and that's very important to do. What we've learned is not only is travel and tourism a huge, huge driver of the economic health of our region, it's about 1 in 10 jobs, and it's a $4.1 billion industry. But more than that, we found out that half of the overnight visitors who are coming into town to have a good time are literally what we call VFR. They're visiting friends and relatives. So when you think about that, when you hear this wonderful story we're telling you today, and you realize, my gosh, I haven't been to Washington Park yet, or I haven't tried any of the new restaurants down at the banks, or I haven't been to a Reds game in a while, it's time to get up off the couch, get out, be a tourist in your own town, and then you can be a supporter, an advocate, and someone who literally says, hey, cousin, friend, old schoolmate, why don't you come on in and see what's going on? Because if you haven't seen us lately, you haven't seen us.
Well, there is a lot going on. You mentioned the Reds, going to a Reds game and the like. And that's what I love about Cincinnati and what I find a lot of visitors who I show around town really love. Not only do you have, well, the Reds or the Bengals, but the arts and culture that is there, you know, seeing the ballet and the symphony and the art museums all around the city. And really, I feel Cincinnati, to some degree, is very unique in what it has to offer for visitors.
It truly is. And when you look at us comparing ourselves to some of the other markets we may consider comparable markets, whether it's Kansas City out in the heartland or whether it's a Charlotte, we also have even more than our fair share of some very exciting things. We're known, once again, through our research, for being very, very top of mind with national visitors for our professional sports and our collegiate sports. Also for our special events and festivals. Think about it.
Oh,
we are like the festival central here, aren't we?
Indeed.
And, you know, you talked about Memorial Weekend. It's the really official beginning of the peak season for travel here. And think about that weekend in and of itself, both whether you're listening here or you happen to be coming in and visiting from out of town. You've got the Reds and the Cubs. You've got Taste of Cincinnati. You've got all the excitement in both Newport and Covington along the riverfront. You've got some really exciting things to do, including all the new restaurants. I mean, we're now a destination for what we call foodies. Foodies
Yes.
love to come here and sample the new tastes. But that weekend begins a really great peak season. And whether you are a local who's going to refer some friends from out of town or whether you want to be an out-of-town advocate, we've put together a package that really points out a number of the things you're talking about and referring to. The Grand Slam Getaway, it starts with a base package of the Reds, the Hall of Fame and Museum. You're going to get a concessions credit. Wow. Hi, ballpark food. Wow,
oh, yes.
Wow. Two nights in a hotel. And then you have the opportunity to add really great value-priced tickets for some of your favorite family attractions. The Cincinnati Museum Center, the Newport Aquarium, the zoo, And BB Riverboats and the sightseeing cruise where you can go up and down our beautiful Ohio River and see the things you want to do.
I think sometimes, you know, here in Cincinnati, we tend to be humble, tend to be modest, and I really don't think we talk ourselves up as much as we can. But, you know, from your perspective, Linda, do you find that to be true, too, that we should be better cheerleaders for all we have to offer?
Well, absolutely. And we have a great opportunity. And I think people are starting to feel that energy. Now they need to speak about it. They need to try it, like it, and share it with others. And that's something that we think is very important. And that's a big part of what we do. But do try it, because there's so many things. For instance, my husband and I met when I happened to be out of town, living in New York, and working there, and we met, and we've been to Over the Rhine so many times, because what I help him do is think of it a little bit differently. Think of it as our Greenwich Village.
Yeah.
And so if you think about the fact that we're now raising our game, if you will, we're creating experiences that are similar to other major markets, middle America markets, but it's us. And let's all pound our chest and say, yes, it is us. And let's try it, like it, and share it with others.
So you mentioned the banks. We, you know, mentioned Over the Rhine, of course, the Gateway Corridor and Over the Rhine, things going on along Main Street, Washington Park here, the new School for the Creative and Performing Arts. I mean, pretty to look at if you're not lucky enough to get inside and see some of those great performances. But what has been perceived as growing the fastest, I mean, these days? What is really the rising star in what we have here in the Queen City?
Well, the rising star is definitely starting in what we call the center, the core. It's now starting in the core and spreading out. So, you know, we're known for our neighborhoods. Those of us who live here always really speak about the neighborhood we live in and love to call our own. And it is starting in the heart. It's starting right along the riverfront and then moving out. And that's both sides of the river, because what's really exciting is the banks is happening. It's a really energized area. It spreads all the way up, as you said, to Washington Park. It can go up the hill to Mount Adams, which is one of my favorite places.
Yes.
And it's still a happening place. And then, of course, you can easily access the southern side of Cincinnati, USA, which is Newport, Covington, and all the beautiful parts of the Kentucky side of our river. Those experiences are where the energy begins, but it doesn't stop there. And I love the fact that everyone now wants to raise their game as a result of what's happening in the heart, in the core.
Well, a lot of great things that are going on, and all summer long as well. You put together this Grand Slam getaway package that you're offering to six Cincinnati, USA attractions. And you, of course, mentioned the Reds. All our festivals, you know, a Taste of Cincinnati today. I mean, the list goes on. In just the couple of minutes we have left, you want to pick out one or two happenings this summer that you think for both out-of-town and in-town visitors that can't be missed?
Absolutely. Well, you know, when you think about July, and I'm going to go heart-to-heart here with July, there's so much music excitement that happens. You know, the Bunbury Festival will be in one of its early years, and it's one of the fastest-growing music festivals. Then at the end of the month, we have the Macy's Music Festival. We have some wonderful jazz fests that are going on. And, of course, I love music, and that's something we are known for. And July is such a wonderful month to enjoy it in the out-of-doors. You look at some of the wonderful Riverbend concerts and all the things that go on that surround music. It's kind of like a year later celebration of all the excitement that happened when the World Choir Games was here to celebrate song and its connectivity. I also believe very strongly in part of the relationship we have is very strong with the Reds. We want to cheer them on to victory, but more importantly, they are all about the experience. They want to bring the family together. They want to give you an experience at the ballpark that isn't just about the bats and balls.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful because the bats and balls are connecting right now, but
keep on knocking
it's about
on
the
that,
experiencing.
Yes.
And when people plan a trip from outside, those who aren't so humble and who go, wow, I've got to see that destination, they think about coming for the Reds and staying for the other fun things that there are to do. Probably one of my favorite venues, of course, is the Cincinnati Museum Center. And when I think of it, I think of it as the Union Terminal building where I sent my grandfather off.
Really?
For some of his favorite trips. And we'd go from one corner to the other and we'd speak to each other and it would travel over the Art Deco arch. But now it's full with three beautiful museums, an Omnimax theater, and a very special exhibit that'll start in mid-June about dinosaurs. So that, together with zoo babies, I think about baby Gladys at the zoo and how wonderful the zoo in botanical gardens is. And then I love cruising on the river. So any of the elements that are in our Grand Slam Getaway are favorite family attractions. They should be favorites for our resident. They should be favorites for the out-of-town visitor, and I think they are.
Well, thank you for sharing the enthusiasm, because you have me cranked up and want to get out there now, Linda. So I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Linda Antis, the president and CEO of the Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network. You can learn more about their Grand Slam Getaway offer that runs through Labor Day weekend by visiting their website. You can get there through our website, wvxu.org, and also at the Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network website. A lot of the sites. You can learn so much more. So visit there and then tell all your friends, neighbors, and out-of-towners.